Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is a little special episode, hence the intro. I am not the host of this episode. I am the co-host. Allison Lane is the host of this episode. We will be at the Looking Glass Lounge as part of the 202 Comedy Festival on Saturday, April 16th. It's an early show. It's at 5:30 p.m. I will be hosting. Allison Lane will be there. Heywood Turnipsey Jr. will be there. Baby Bri Bri, Alexander Petrie. It will be, Jen Tisdale, it'll be a lot of fun. So come out to that, the Looking Glass Lounge on Saturday, April 16th. Without further ado, here's You, Me, Them, Everybody, hosted by Allison Lane.
It is a day of the week. I think it's Friday, probably April 1st. I am not Brandon Weatherby, and I can explain why. Actually, I can't. I'm just not Brandon Weatherby. So the reason why I'm hosting today is because yesterday was my 30th birthday. So I'm assuming that's why most of you are here. To be perfectly honest, and I appreciate that. So I'm very nervous. So I dressed like Mr. T today. So I'm going as Mr. T, Allison. I'm still working on the name. I kind of just thought of it as I was putting on this outfit that looks like Mr. T. Mr. Tallison might work. We're open for Mrs. T is ridiculous. Who the fuck are you? It's ridiculous. So I don't know. Like, turning 30 was really fun. I've been having a very good week. Ate a lot of hot dogs. Shout out for hot dogs. Is anybody a fan of hot dogs in here? So we're in Washington, D.C. right now. There are no hot dog places in Northwest Washington, D.C. besides Ben's. And that gives me diarrhea, and I was not looking for that for my 30th birthday. I think that sets a terrible precedent for the rest of your, for your decade. I think that's a terrible precedent to set. Oh, I want hot dogs and to shit on myself for several hours. Kind of what I wanted to do. So if anybody knows somebody who knows somebody, you know, talk to your DC council people. We need more hot dog places in Northwest Washington, DC. So I'm really nervous because actually our DJ tonight, if we can shout her out, this is Paige. She is the Lothario. She is phenomenal. I love her more than anything in this world. I love you, Paige. She and I had a radio show for a while. It was called GTFO, which is on an indefinite hiatus, which is hilarious to me and to her. It's an indefinite hiatus. So this reminds me of our first show. And our first show, I was so nervous. I drank probably a half a bottle of Jameson before we started the show. And then, like, we're going to the show. We're like, yeah, dude, fucking, I don't know, dating. It's a thing. Do you want to, like, talk about, like, knowing each other? Do you know me? Like, do you know me? I'm like, yeah, I know you. Like, in retrospect, that doesn't make sense. Of course I know her. I love her to death. Like, but. And he's like, yeah, I know her. And then I open a bottle of champagne and just spill it all over the table. And that was that was the beginning of our fantastic show. I am surprisingly not as drunk as I thought I was going to be to start this show. So, that should be celebrated. But not for him. So he's hitting me shots. I did turn 30 yesterday. 20s were fun. Is everybody in here in their 30s or close to it? Just kidding. Woo! Sucks for you because 30 is awesome. Here's the thing I've learned so far. It is awesome to be yourself, your shittiest self. I mean that sincerely. I was telling an anecdotal story this morning to my beautiful boyfriend about hickeys. So at some point I decided I was like maybe 20. I was at a bar. I'm underage. I went to college at West Virginia University. Any Mountaineers? Of course not. Okay. So I hope that's tequila. It's not. Jesus Christ. So.
Happy birthday!
Woo! So anyway, I decided at some point, I was like, man, you're really cute. I want to see how many hickeys I can give you. Just random dude at the bar. He's like, whatever, I'm just going to see how many hickeys I can give you. He let me give him around, I don't know, 50 hickeys. Before I realized, this is mean. This is a bad idea. I just wanted to see how far I can go with this. It's not a good idea. So, I don't know, learning your boundaries is a really good thing about your 30s. How shitty do you want to be to other people? Not very shitty is a good idea. It seems like a good idea to stop at some point. I also want to celebrate in my 30s my butt cheeks.
Yeah, butt cheeks.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm about 90% certain that 80% of you are here because I've talked to you about my butt cheeks. Because it's all I know how to talk about. I do a lot of squats. I'm a huge fan of them. I actually don't trust people that don't have asses. I think, you know, you're soulless. I know, I'm sorry you just sighed. But baby girl, there's squats. Whoever just said that, who just sighed? It's a thing, it can happen. My brother doesn't have butt cheeks, but that's because he's a pescatarian and that's his fault. He chose to be this way. I didn't choose this for him. Like, when you're an adult, you make an adult decisions. He chose to be a pescatarian and not have the family ass cheeks. Hey, not my problem. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm nervous. I want to get the show started because we have a good guest today, and I love her with every part of my being. But I want to end it with this. Like, in your life, you can pretty much do whatever you want. Hamburger Helper just released a mixtape this morning. Hamburger Helper just released a mixtape this morning, and it is fucking killing it on SoundCloud. I listened to it. I was trying to be mad about it, but I was like, oh, shit. Hamburgers. Hamburgers. It's called Watch the Stove. I don't even know what it was about. I was like, oh my God, I want to put cheese on it too. Fuck. Like, there was a part about being salty. He's like, no, baby girl, I'm not salty. I'm just seasoned. I'm like, this is fantastic. So what I'm saying to you is turning 30 is not scary. It's fantastic. You're becoming the best you. And if Hamburger Helper can do it after God knows how many years, you can do it too, guys. All right? So, with that said, can we please start the show? All right. So, my co-host tonight is actually the host of this show, and I need him here right now because I've run out of things to say. So, Brandon Weatherby, are you here? Are you in the room? Hi, how are you? Hey, I'm scared as shit. Here, have a seat. Thank you. You're lying. Hey, do I sound better on this microphone?
You sound the same.
Thank you. Thank you for your honesty, Brandon.
You did a great job.
I appreciate that.
How long do you think your monologue went?
Hopefully more than 2 minutes.
You told me you were going to do 4 minutes.
Did I lie?
You did a good 10. It was great.
No fucking way.
Yeah, it was.
There was 10 minutes? Yeah! Dude, here's what the thing. That means that in my 30s, I'm better than I thought I was.
Yeah, I've been
saying that
for years.
Oh my God.
That's why I asked
guys,
you to do the show.
You know I'm about to take over the world now, right?
I'm going to pause really quick. Sorry to ruin everything. Does anybody need chairs? Because here's why I'm saying this out loud. I see a lot of people standing without chairs, and we've done this show many times.
We have.
I've done it a few hundred times more than you. Here's what happens for the people in the back. The people that are standing, they're going to start talking to each other because they're not focusing up here.
And I'll start crying.
Exactly. You'll start crying, and that's bad. So if you need a chair, it's okay. Let me know right now. You have 5 seconds to, like, come up and get a chair before you ruin her night. And this is her night. Okay.
Hey.
I don't know why I trusted Mark. He's the worst person in here to trust, but I did that. He only lies to me and says bad things. I hope your relationship with him is better.
It's usually pretty good. It's good. He told me that my braids look really moist today. I appreciate that. If you guys don't know anything, I'm black, and I really appreciate being moist. There's nothing worse in the world than being ashy. As a black person. Have you ever been ashy, Brandon?
No, never.
Do you want to talk about being ashy?
But I haven't.
When was the last time that you were dehydrated? So much so that somebody could write their name in your skin.
Great. Great question. I can't answer that fairly. So.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good to know. How long have you been a black woman, Brandon?
Is this how I treat you?
Not at all. Not at all. You treat me with respect and kindness, but, like, you gave me a microphone. I don't know what to do with it.
I think you know exactly what to do with it.
I get interrupted a lot in my life, and that was something that's in the back of my mind the entire time.
What's in the back of your mind the entire time?
Why are you interrupting me? I can be louder than you. If only I had a microphone. Here it is.
You know, I don't think I knew you at 30, but when I was 30, I did the exact same monologue. I just talked about hickeys and being a strong black woman. That's all I did. It was fantastic.
Wow.
You're a 33-year-old white man. It's the best.
I can't wait. Actually, that's one of my goals in my 30s, to become a 33-year-old white man.
That's a good goal.
Shit.
Not going to apologize. It's the best.
I'm going to run for president.
Should. I'll vote for you.
Thank you.
What will your platforms be?
I don't know. Hot dogs.
Have you been to Ivy and Coney?
Yeah.
Their hot dogs good?
Yeah, but I wanted more.
Than
chili.
They have chili.
Dude, do they really?
Yeah.
You just want me to go to Ivy and Coney because it's a Chicago bar.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Shout out to Chicago. Great hot dogs. Nobody clap for that.
They do
not give a shit about your hot dogs.
That is the coldest That is the coldest response for the best city ever.
It is a good city. And you know what? I do like a Chicago dog. However, I don't think that Ivy and Coney is where I wanted to spend my special 30th birthday at.
Where did you spend your special 30th?
I had several hot dogs on my 30th birthday. Like, several.
In
I don't
multiple
even know why
locations?
I used to expand. Yeah.
Where did you start?
Well, we started with our lovely DJ, the Lothario. She took me out to DC3.
That's a great one.
Which, by the way, if you get the right cashier there, he will allow you to pay by making it rain on him. I will not let you know how I know that, but it's a thing. You can throw all of your money at him, and he's like, that's fine, whatever.
What time of day did you make it rain in DC 3?
1 o'clock.
P.M. or A.M.?
In the afternoon.
Great. So it was a lunchtime.
Completely sober. It was fantastic.
I didn't say you weren't completely sober.
You did not say it, but like that tone was questionable.
I apologize.
That's okay. I don't like how far away you are from me.
This is how far we are every single time.
Okay.
Would you like me to move closer?
No, you don't have to. Like, okay. Whatever makes you comfortable.
Great.
Do you want to like talk to our next guest?
It's up to you. You're the host.
You know, I am the host, but like I was just, you know, looking for an affirmation. You know, just some witty banter to go along with the show.
Absolutely. Whatever
okay.
you'd like to do.
So we have a wonderful guest tonight. She's one of my favorite people in the entire world. Actually, this bracelet that I'm wearing that nobody at home can see that's listening, but you in the audience can see because it matches my dress. Her name is Daphna. Daphna Steinberg, can you please come to the stage? Daphna!
Hi!
Everybody say hi to Daphna.
Hi, Daphna.
Hi, Daphna.
By the way, welcome to the Dirty 30. It's a fabulous place to be.
Thank you. You actually made me very excited for it, but we're going to get to that later. By the way, can we make a note really quickly before I forget? Daphna, Paige, and I are all matching on accident. We're all synced up.
Gold on gold.
Nobody. Gold. You're welcome.
Thank you for
everybody noticing that. Fashion is important to us. We care about what we look like for the men here. Just kidding.
No.
All right.
April Fools.
April Fools. So Daphna, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I've had a great week.
Good. Great. Why was it good?
So many reasons.
Okay.
I had a good date today.
You had a good date? With a person?
With a person.
Okay.
Not by myself. It was awesome.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Was he cute?
He was cute.
All right. Yeah. So you date?
I do date.
That's nice.
I try.
How are you meeting these dates?
Oh, man. I meet them on Tinder.
I love Tinder.
I know you love Tinder. You introduced me to Tinder.
I did, yeah. Actually.
You were the beginning of the end for
Do
my
you
love
like
life.
The like the subtle self-aggrandizing of this show?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I put you onto Tinder. How is it going for you? You're still on it, so I guess that's good.
So I spent I actually got off it for a little while and then got back on it.
That's but not I getting spent, off of it. Well, that's yeah, like okay. I'll like quit meth, but
it's worse than meth.
Have you done meth?
Maybe.
Okay.
I lived in New Mexico for a little while, and there were signs in the town that I lived in a town called Truth or Consequences. Mm. And there's actually, it's a real place.
It's a real place.
And there were signs all over that had, like, these children holding hands, and it said, don't meth with us. And it was like, it's a weird place. I may have learned how to cook meth.
You may have learned how to cook
meth. Because everybody tells you not to do meth, but they never say, don't learn how to cook meth. Damn.
Okay.
It's a business venture.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
So when you're not cooking meth, you're on Tinder.
I'm on Tinder.
Okay.
I actually swipe while I'm cooking. It's a good way to pass the time.
Wow, what a hustle. Huh. Is that trapping? Is that the definition of trapping?
I am a trap queen, yes.
Fantastic. Is that in your Tinder profile?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not.
So you went on a Tinder date today, and it went well.
It went well.
Good.
First time.
Great. So you're also an artist. You are also an artist. Can you tell me more about that?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm an artist who I glue shit to other shit and I put it in a frame and I put it on a wall.
Ooh. That sounds complicated.
Or not sell it. It's
good.
Complicated.
It is.
Yeah, quite
did
complicated.
You go to school for that?
I did. I actually have 2 degrees in that.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's awesome.
That's the thing. Yeah.
I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you.
So you're such an amazing artist that you recently had an exhibition.
I did. I had a really, it was a successful exhibition.
Tell me more.
It was a three-artist exhibition, and it was called #, This Is Why I'm Single.
Where did you come up with that?
My life.
Okay.
Did you?
Instagram.
Is that bad for your Tinder profile? If you have this art show named that, it means inevitably the relationship's not going to work out.
That's a good question.
Thank
because
you.
Because I actually, my inspiration came from Tinder.
Tell me more.
My inspiration came from the messages that men would send me on Tinder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like I don't know what they are because I don't know you.
Can you
tell me more about that?
So,
like, were they positive?
I started noticing that men would send me these lovely, lovely messages. They would send me these amazing.
How early on? Like, immediately?
First message, butt sex.
Damn.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you just say butt sex?
Yeah, actually, I met the guy who sent me the message.
Why?
Randomly, my friend went out on a date with him, and she dragged me along as a third wheel on her date, and I met him, and he was like, yeah, I used to send out these messages to girls that said, just butt sex. And I was like, oh, my God, you messaged me. And then, you know.
How did he look? How did the guy look?
Like a normal 6-foot-something guy with a beard.
Is it me?
Did we go out?
I just send messages. I never actually go on the dates.
Maybe. No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. He was 6'6". He was a big guy.
And thanks he just for wrote insulting butt my sex. Height. What's wrong with 6'2"? It's a perfectly fine
Nothing
height.
Nothing wrong with 6'2". 6'2" is perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine?
On Tinder,
it's
you'd
fine
be 6'5".
On Tinder.
In Tinder. In Tinder.
And Tinder profiles.
In Tinder profiles, you'd be 6'5".
Why would people lie about their height in Tinder?
Because
people lie
we
about
don't
everything.
Like short dudes.
Yeah, yeah, but you see them in person. It doesn't stay on.
Nah, the dudes you, lie. They're yeah, like, oh, when, I'm 6'5 in heels. Happens yeah. all the time.
It's true. That is true. Guys always say.
They're always like, I'm 6'5 in heels. I'm like, well, really, how the fuck tall
yeah,
are
I don't
you?
Know.
I used to be on Tinder. I'm sorry, continue.
It's okay. That oh, no, really I don't know invasive. What I mean. I don't know where we're going.
I have no idea either.
Okay. Well,
I
want
to
so,
run back around.
So I can, I mean, I can give you some of the other messages. I
Please
got.
Tell me.
The worst one I ever got was a guy right off the bat. It was like in the middle of the afternoon, and I was having lunch with a friend of mine, and I got this message saying, you have a message from so-and-so on Tinder, Justin, I think his name was. And I looked at Justin's message, and Justin said, I would give anything to slurp wet cooked spaghetti out of your asshole. And my first thought...
I'm sorry to interrupt really quick. Wet cut spaghetti?
No, wet cooked.
Wet cooked spaghetti.
Yeah.
Cooked. Really my quick question. That was the here's the question, actual question. How is spaghetti ever cooked not wet?
As opposed
you can't
to
really grill spaghetti.
I mean, you could try.
You can try. He could
I
be creative.
I try not to think too hard about these things because my first thought to write back was al dente with a question mark. But I didn't. Because I really didn't know what to do with that message. It was kind of like, I don't know.
And you're still on Tinder.
Yeah.
I got off it.
But the beautiful thing is that you've always managed to have a sense of humor
yes,
with that.
I have.
How have you managed to have that? Because like, if somebody sent me wet spaghetti noodles in your asshole, I'd be like, really?
Well, so
you're dead to me.
I think my responses tend to be, I don't know, I like to fuck with people. It's fun. So, I mean, like, I'll respond to guys. Like, you know, my favorite thing is when guys say, do you want to hook up? It's like, hook up what?
That's fair.
It's fair. It's a fair
Which,
question.
I mean,
I
think
like if you play kind of dumb or, like, you don't, like, you pretend like you don't know what they're talking about, they'll still go with it because they're hoping that maybe eventually you'll get the clue, and you never do. And they eventually give up. Or they don't.
What happens when they don't?
I get messages every month for...
Could we message some of these people now?
Yeah, we could.
Let's do that.
Actually, that's something we used to do on this show a lot.
Oh, really? You used to message guys on Tinder?
I used to message dudes all through Tinder.
I'm
like,
not...
The entire show.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I always like it when they get... I had one guy who actually messaged me on a different app, and he messaged me every month. His first message was like, I like your style. And I didn't respond. I just forgot or I wasn't interested. And he messaged me every month for 5 months, being like, oh, what, no love? And then I was like, nope.
It took
and
5 months to get to that point?
Well, no. Eventually, no. That was the second message. The last message was, you're so mean. And he wrote it After 5 months, he wrote, you're so mean. And he wrote, Y-O-U-R. So I wrote him back. That was the first time I wrote him back. And I wrote, asterisk. Y-O-U-apostrophe.
You had to correct his grammar.
Yeah, because I was like, that's the
Because
only.
That was the most unacceptable thing that this man had done.
I mean, at that point, yes.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're a very patient woman.
Because I was like, that seemed like the appropriate thing
I
to
think
do.
That patience has done a lot for your project.
I think it has.
So can you tell me more about your project, about hashtag, this is why I'm single, and this wonderful collage project you did?
The project itself is actually called I'm Willing to Lie About How We Met.
Oh.
Yes. So, which is something that a lot of guys put on Tinder, is they write, I'm willing to lie about how we met. We can say we met at Whole Foods. And I'm like, how are you going to start off something even if it's just sex? Why are you starting it off with a lie? That's just, you know.
That's a bad precedent.
That's a bad precedent. Yeah, you know. And when you get into your 30s, you'd like to be honest.
I meant like only like 24 hours in.
You will find out.
I have no idea what's going on.
I've had a couple years of practice. That's
okay.
Good.
I believe you. You're seasoned.
Yeah, so I feel I'm...
I like that.
I'm well seasoned. Like hamburger helper seasoned.
You're not salty. You're not seasoned. Salty. I like that.
So I combined the messages with romance novel covers because I figured that was appropriate.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Romance novel covers?
Yeah.
Like those ones from like the 80s?
Yeah, like Fabio and stuff.
Oh my God.
So Fabio is saying, like, suck my dick.
That's attractive.
Yeah. Or like, you know.
Is there a problem with Fabio all of a sudden?
I mean, no. Seems like a problem. Did you know it's been 17 years since Fabio got hit in the face with a bird?
Oh, wow.
I just saw that on Facebook. It was, he was on a roller coaster and he got hit in the face with a bird.
He sure did. Yeah. Was Apollo's chariot. Kyle. That was a long time ago.
It was a very long time
That's
ago.
A very long time. Were you on Tinder back then? No, 17 years ago?
I was not.
Okay.
I don't know what I was doing 17 years ago.
17 years ago. What was dating like 17 years ago?
I didn't do it. I don't know.
Okay, that's fair.
Why did you live in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico?
Because I was... Did you just look up a house in Truth or Consequences?
Yeah, I'm looking up property in Truth or Consequences,
Property in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico is really cheap.
You can buy a very... very nice looking house, 3-bedroom house, 2-bath, 1,700 square feet for $102,000.
Yeah.
Guys,
I like
let's
that
move.
You went straight to the properties and.
Well, the property.
That's
the property
a very adult move.
I was doing an artist residency in Truth or Consequences. And Truth or Consequences, I was there in the summertime and it shuts down at like. Tinder?
Huh?
Did anyone here meet on Tinder?
Meet?
Like, are there dating here?
No.
Is everybody here single?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Oh. There are a lot of guys on Tinder who, and women too, I'm assuming, that are single or in open relationships.
But that's a DC thing.
Is that a DC thing?
It's a DC thing. DC has a huge problem with people who are in power, with huge quotation marks, that like to cheat on their spouses.
It's also white dominatrix.
It's also white people.
It's also white, yeah.
White people just want to see how bad they can fuck shit up and then see if they can fix it. Am I wrong, white people? Are you guys into fucking shit up?
Yeah.
Woo! You're into it. I knew it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow, Daphna, that went well off the rails, and
sorry,
I'm very confused
sorry.
As to where I should go right now as a host. So what is next with your project?
I don't know. I kind of, you know.
Really? Are you still dating on Tinder?
I'm still looking on Tinder.
Do you think that you will find what you're looking for on Tinder?
I don't know. I mean, if things go well with the guy from today, maybe, but not really.
Yeah.
I have very little hopes for Tinder or any dating app.
Does he have small hands?
No, he's got nice hands.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Good. Not small hands. Yeah.
He didn't lie about his height. I like that. He didn't lie about his height.
Is he short?
He's shorter.
He's short.
So he admitted it.
But you're short. So,
I'm
like,
very short.
This is helpful.
It is helpful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If he listens to this,
I mean,
he's
like,
be like,
you can only stand on your toes for so long.
You get back problems.
Exactly.
And, like,
yo,
other things.
Fuck that.
Yeah, other things get problems.
I mean, when you are 30 and, like, chiropractors are not in
They're
your,
not,
like, health
like,
insurance
your
plan,
knees,
fuck
the
that.
Thing is your knees
and your
going,
knees.
It's the worst.
I mean, I don't know where knees go on Tinder, but, like,
knees go. You can get into some knee problems with Tinder. You can.
Yeah, hands on my knees.
other things on your knees too.
You know, lots of things on your knees.
Yeah.
You know what, Daphna? I love you.
I love you too.
I do, and I appreciate you being here for the first show that I get to host,
I'm
possibly the last if this does not go well. Beyond this.
I'm very honored that you asked me.
Yo, it's very easy to talk to you. You're interesting. You're smart.
Well, to you.
You know what?
Maybe
fuck everybody else. I'm black
know.
And
I'm
it's
like,
my birthday. I get to win today. Obama's still in office. So thanks, Obama,
office,
for
yeah.
my thoughts right
thanks,
now. But like, yes, I think you're amazing.
Thank
and I
you.
Love you. And you're smart and you're fantastic. Where can people contact you or see the things that you're doing?
If they want to see my project.
I stole that from Brandon. Look at him. Look at me like a proud father over there.
I'm sorry. I feel like I have my back turned to you. I feel like it should, you know.
That's how it's supposed to be. She's the focus of attention.
I am the
too.
Focus of attention. I have a great ass. Tell me more.
I mean, I love your ass.
Thank you.
I love your ass. It's a lot.
If you could tell my ass one thing right now, what would you tell it?
I'd kiss it.
You're a good woman. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daphna Steinberg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brandon. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Good. This isn't the worst day of your life yet?
The last time someone else besides me hosted this show, I was actually in the back. And
that's crazy.
I was not part of the show. And the band wanted to fight the host by the end of the night. Physically fight the host.
Was this person a male?
All of the guests were males. I didn't book the show. I want to make that perfectly clear. I didn't book the show. It's maybe 4 years ago. And his name is Michael Foodie, and he's a very funny. The only person laughing right now is a stand-up comic that knows Michael Foodie. He lives in L.A. right now. He's a very, very nice man. And I let him book the entire show, so he put on a bunch of other men. And it did not end well, and we couldn't release the show because it was that bad. And then the following week, we used to be weekly before I had a decent job, and I had to have an apology show to all of the people that were in the room, and I had to have the band back. The band got banned from the Wonderland, which is really hard to do, and Foodie apologized and said, I didn't really think that one through, and then none of those people have been back, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really low bar.
So I said, like literally, I could just, like, fall asleep right now.
Yeah, it's going to be much better than that show.
Wow.
Yeah, please don't.
Shit, I feel much better about this. Oh, by the way, who's coming up next? It's time for my favorite part of the show. Color commentary. With Heywood Turn Up Scene. Please run like, I don't know, who's that black guy that runs really fast?
Usain Bolt.
Jesse Owens, host. Anyway, somebody who's not dead. Heywood!
Oh, play that.
Hey.
I don't fuck with you. No stupid ass bitch.
Perfect. Hi, Heywood.
Hey, Allie. Happy birthday,
thank
girl.
Thank you so much, boo. How Big you doing?
I'm
boo,
fine.
Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Andy Richter. How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Like, literally, this is amazing. I feel like I'm talking to my wife at home. This is going to be so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be the best color commentary ever.
I can't wait. Can you just use the N-word as many times as possible? Never.
I don't fuck with you.
So, slavery, how's it affected you?
Hey, Lothario, what's up, girl?
No, not yet? Okay.
She doing her thing.
Like I said.
How slavery?
Yeah, how slavery.
Over.
It is, but barely so.
Well, yeah, we are close to Virginia.
That's my home
state. As I like
state.
To call it, south of the wall. Literally, I mean, I go to Virginia, and I'm like, really, Robert E. Lee Highway? Get the fuck out of here. If I didn't need to make this money, I wouldn't be down this bitch.
That's
They haven't even legalized marijuana or Negroes.
Not even kind of.
This is awesome. This is great. Happy birthday. How are
you
doing?
Thank you so much.
And yes, your butt is nice.
Thank you.
Also, I'm sorry I sent you that message.
Oh, my God. Can I know what the message is?
She's not supposed to tell everybody how I like my spaghetti.
Oh. Ooh.
And it was not spaghetti. It was literally fettuccine. I remember. Can I lick fettuccine? Of course.
Ooh, the sauce on the spaghetti. That is disgusting.
That's a period joke. That's a joke about periods. Waka, waka, waka.
Oh, that is creepy.
She come her own cherry sauce. Woo.
Oh, wow.
I know you do. You do. Most women do once a month.
Wow, that was really pleasant. Heywood.
It's your show.
It is my show.
It's called Me, You, and Everybody Else.
Everybody else. But mostly me.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Brandon.
He is hating this right now.
How do you feel about slavery?
Who's president next year?
Okay.
That was his way of saying, bring it back.
He's like, yay.
Vote for Trump.
I have all these cotton seeds just waiting to be planted. Anyway, Brandon.
Ooh.
Brandon, I love you.
Yes, you do.
Listen.
I love those boots he's wearing right
Yo,
now.
Yo, those boots
Get it,
are tight
girl.
As fuck.
Those boots are killing it with that suit. Go ahead, look at a civil rights worker right now. Go ahead. Fuck, look like Bernie. You look like Bernie Sanders in the 60s, nigga.
Really, really quick. I don't. Am I supposed to play the slave owner or Bernie Sanders? Which one is it?
Because it's confusing, right?
It's very confusing.
Both.
Okay, great.
Both. Fit the mold. You're a white guy. It's great to be you.
It's so great. Thank
it's
you so much.
So much
except
fun.
For the next 45
Everybody
minutes.
Shout out to white guys right now.
Shout out to all the there white guys in the room.
Being white. So much fun.
Hey, how about this? Let's just break it all down. Shout out to all the mats in the room tonight. There's more than one, I guarantee you. There's more than
mats.
One. I met a mat. How many mats we got in the building tonight?
How about Ben's?
How many mats? Mats. Matt, Ben.
John.
It just became a meeting.
Are you guys taking attendance?
They were like, what happened? Is he making fun of me?
So.
Color commentary.
Color commentary. Tell me about it, honey.
Well, for the people who don't know, color commentary, this is where Brandon and I, literally what we do is we talk about stuff that you're not supposed to talk about in a bar, like race, politics, religion, all of that good stuff. But you and I will literally just talk about white people.
I love it.
It's
this
just,
is like the
this
best.
Is just what we do.
Like 30 is the best right now.
Oh, I'm past 30.
I'm not.
30 is great. I remember when I turned 30. Oh my God. I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Get divorced. And I did.
And I can't clap for that.
Well, I got remarried. I got remarried and decided on happiness, and now I'm 40. So hey.
Oh, you decided on happiness.
Decided on happiness.
That's
sweet. I went for happiness instead of going for the money. Hey, fuck it. I don't just look like an athlete. I also save my money.
Yeah, but you actually were an athlete. You played college football.
College football. That's right. And
really?
Yeah, I did. Pretty good too. Waynesburg College.
What is that?
Waynesburg, it's funny. Waynesburg has two things. Waynesburg against Pennsylvania has two things. It has a college and it has a prison. I was going to one of them.
Oh, that's nice. You made a good choice.
I made a choice. Somewhere in high school, I made the right choice. I had some friends who made the wrong choice. They were like, we going to Waynesburg too? I was like, damn. I'm so glad I got out that car that day. Waka, waka, waka.
So, Heywood, please inform everybody about color commentary.
Color commentary. That's where I, as a colored fellow, comment on what is going
wait,
on.
Wait, that's not how we decided on this title at all. I wasn't like, Heywood, you're a colored fellow.
Wait.
Let's do this. Wait.
When did Andy Richter start doing that shit on Conan O'Brien? Andy Richter doesn't do that. Ed McMahon that never did that shit. Play the role of co-host right. But for her and I am a colored fella commentating on the world
colored.
Around me.
Colored.
For you and me, we actually trying to make something happen. This is my wife and I literally just watching TV going, look at these crackers. This is how many moment the motherfuckers are going to vote for Trump? Like, that is literally the definition of white privilege, being able to go into the voting booth and vote for who you want. That is amazing to me. Like, there are women in this audience who really don't want to vote for Hillary but have to. I didn't want to vote for Barack twice.
Why?
Damn.
Because I really didn't. I mean, it's a personal thing. Like, the first time he was running, there was a black woman running and a Hispanic woman running. I was like, those are the people who I really should be voting for, but I want to
I got to be honest, I only voted for him because he was portraying a great image of black people. And he did it exceptionally well. People love black people right now. It is fantastic.
No.
I can almost steal a car. Almost.
No.
Almost.
No.
You guys are shaking your head, but I have a great ass.
They still only love athletes. You do. That's true. That is very true.
Scott meant a lot of things.
You are making all the white girls mad right now. They got great asses too. Thank
Formation.
You, yoga.
Okay.
Thank you, Buddha. Thank you, yoga pants. I love gentrification and white women moving into my neighborhood. I was like, ooh, where'd that come from? You gonna move, Heywood? No, I'm gonna stay. Waka, waka, waka. Stole that from Fozzie Bear. So, color commentary. We're commentating on the world around us, and literally, we're talking a little bit about the election. I made a couple of Bernie Sanders jokes, and what I would like to talk about tonight is why I don't think Bernie Sanders will actually win the Democratic nomination. I think he should, And this is why I think he should. The only reason I'm looking at Bernie Sanders is because there's a man out there named Killer Mike. Do you guys in the audience know who Killer Mike is? Right? Run the Jewels, fucking amazing rapper. He wrote songs like Reagan, calling Ronald Reagan the devil. He wrote songs called Burn. Literally, he did this song 10 blocks from the White House, talking about tear the government down. He has written songs called Do Dope, Fuck Hope. And then all of a sudden, he was like, wait a minute, I like Bernie Sanders. And I was like, huh, nigga, what? I need to listen.
That's one. Take a shot.
So I started listening. Oh, that was five. That's 15. So I started listening to Bernie Sanders, and I was like, wait a minute. This dude, he's making sense. Like, I watched him yesterday, and somebody asked him about religion. He's like, I don't really get into religion, but on spirituality, listen, we're all on this planet together. And at the end of it, he said some old Bob Marley shit like, we are one. And I was like, what the fuck? Are you trying to win the election or trying to get a Grammy? You cannot win the presidency. You can't win the presidency talking about fucking, like, peace and shit. Like, dig this, right? Black women literally interrupted one of his speeches. He let them speak. What the fuck is wrong with Bernie Sanders? You only speaking because it's your birthday.
You just interrupted me on my birthday. I'm not even mad
about
that.
Black woman, be quiet. I'm on my Hillary shit right now. She made the black woman. She was like, shut up. I was like, damn, Hillary. I was like, Bill Clinton ain't never make a black woman shut up. He make them eat hot dogs, though. But wacka, wacka, wacka. And I was like, Bernie Sanders, I mean, like, literally, like, I think this guy, like, there was the other day, I was watching him speak a couple weeks ago, and a bird literally landed on the podium and was like, whatever you want, Bernie, is yours. And I was like, this shit only happens in Bob Marley songs, Three Little Birds. What the fuck is going on with Bernie Sanders? Well, he got birds and fuck, like, literally, he was like a fucking Disney princess walking through the woods and shit, just singing, like, this mother, he can be a princess all day, but he cannot be president like that. We need hate. We need motherfuckers to get up there and be like, fuck Donald Trump. And Bernie Sanders would never be the kind of dude to say fuck Donald Trump, just because he's not that kind of person.
But why?
Because he's cool, man. Like, literally, he, like, marched on Washington before he was a politician and shit. Like, this dude, if we were voting, like, with our minds and our hearts and our souls, we would be like, we want somebody who's going to help us move forward in the world. But most people aren't. Most people are voting with their pockets. I'm not. I live in D.C. I'm not voting at all. But, well, I am, but it won't count. I know, right? In America. And I'm like, Bernie Sanders may not win the election, but I have a consolation prize for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is on my list of white people who might get away with using the N-word.
Might?
Well, might, because it has to be the right situation, the right connotation, and you got to
please elaborate.
As opposed to ER. Like, dig it. Bernie Sanders could get away with using it, but Bernie Sanders never would use it. That's why he could get away with using it. Like, say somebody who could get away with using it. I have, like, Bill Clinton, right? He's first on my list of people who could say the N-word and nobody would be upset. I literally was at a presentation Bill Clinton was at, and this dude in the audience was like, yo, Bill Clinton, you my nigga. And Clinton was like, no, you my nigga. And it was just like, fell off the tongue, like, yeah, nigga, get it. This is why they call you the first black president. But you, he bout it and shit. Like, that nigga, he moved to Harlem and shit. That motherfucker's awesome. Like, who else could, like, there's a couple other people who get away with saying, like, the N-word, like, fucking George Clooney could probably get away with saying the N-word.
I doubt it.
No, here's why he could. Not many Oscar winners have shout-outs from the Academy stage by 666 Mafia.
Oh,
literally,
shit.
They was like, George Clooney, you my nigga, on stage. And he was like, that's right, nigga. And also, Don Cheadle was standing next to him going, yup.
He's also the best Batman, so.
He is.
That's helpful.
That was a shot at Batflick, but I like it. And then there are like a couple other dudes, a couple other people on the list that could actually say it. These people literally are like, most of them are athletes. Because, like, you guys ever heard of Pistol Pete Marinovich?
Yes.
One of the best ball handlers of all time. Like, literally, I can see him, like, going, like, he had more handle than, I don't know, Samsonite. This dude would literally be like, see ya, nigga, pa-pow, and be gone, and nobody would be upset. Larry Bird wouldn't get away with that. You know why?
These are basketball players?
Yeah, this is Pistol. I know you don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I grew up in the suburbs.
Okay. Okay, let's go suburbs basketball players.
Brent Berry.
No. I was going to... Karl Malone, John Stockton. What about John Stockton?
John Stockton wouldn't say it. John Stockton's not that kind of guy.
I'm not saying he would say it, but could he?
No, no. Brent Barry could say it because Brent Barry is the last white man to win a dunk contest.
Again.
So literally, he would be like, LeBron
Middle
James,
class suburbs.
Get you one.
Who the fuck are these people?
Okay, here's somebody you might know. Dirk Nowitzki. He's tall. He's German.
He's that dude with the big nose, right?
Right. And
yes.
He's married
yeah.
to a black woman. Let me tell you how yes. black. He married to a black woman. Let me tell you about Dirk Nowitzki. I went to a Wizards game. This nigga showed up literally with a plate from a cookout. It was wrapped in tinfoil.
Oh, shit. He's like in.
He's like a nigga
he's
for
like
real.
He's like so in.
Literally, he's like Nigerian. Nigga.
I don't even
like,
get a paid plate like, sometimes.
What they call that niggerian? That's what he is. That's what he is. Like, who's another white guy? Like, Bryant Gumbel. Bryant Gumbel. And this is not a knock on Bryant Gumbel. This is the truth. In the 80s, hip-hop, like, Bryant Gumbel used to be on the Today Show, and you remember this. Like, hip-hop used to say all day, fuck Bryant Gumbel. We used to say that is the whitest man in America. But nowadays, Bryant Gumbel has a TV show called Real Sports, and every month, and he has the fucking Emmys to prove it, he literally takes white people to task for how they treat black people in the world of sports. And I'm like, you know what? I see what you're doing right there, nigga. It took 20 years, but I'm with you, nigga.
Yo, that's brilliant.
So if he was on there going, you know what?
What about Greg Gumbel?
Nah. Nah. Greg is a little too sporty. Then I have, like, I know other people who could say it. Like, I have a friend named Petey Steele. He could say it because, like, the only thing white about Petey Steele is his hair right now. That was an inside joke. That's why only a comedian is laughing.
Yep.
Like, Lorne Michaels could say it. Reason being, he, okay, you say that, right? But dig this. He has credited Eddie Murphy with saving Saturday Night Live over and over and over again.
Damn.
And also, he's Canadian. So
Hold on. He didn't bring on Eddie Murphy, though. Dick Ooh. Ebersol brought on Eddie Murphy. Those were the 5 years that Lorne Michaels was
you
not.
You might be right, Andy Richter, but he's still credited. He still says in his book, Eddie Murphy's the reason people were watching the show. I didn't get it, but guess what? That's my nigga.
So all you have to do is credit someone else to get the credit?
Well, he's Canadian. He can do what he wants to do. He can say nigga, and it don't even mean the same thing.
So Mike Myers then, the band Rush.
Of course he
same
can say
idea.
It. Like, and I would like to hear it. Get in my belly, nigga. Love to hear Austin Powers say that shit. Oh, look at my niggas. As long as he doesn't use that Scottish voice, that's too much, like, right. MC Search. You guys remember MC Search from Third Base?
No.
The gas face? Oh, my God.
What about Snow?
No.
Informer.
You remember Julia Stiles from Save the Last Dance?
Are you giving her a pass?
Yes, I'm giving her a pass.
How?
Because she could literally say, I fucked so many niggas in my career, it fucked up my career.
Oh, my God.
He's right. He's 100%
How?
Right.
How?
All these
right.
niggas I've been fucking, I ain't been in a movie with George Clooney since.
Very true. Oh I never
Matt
thought
Damon
of that.
Matt Damon cannot say it.
Wait a minute.
Ben Affleck could probably say it, but the only reason Ben Affleck can say it is
but
because...
But he's from Boston. I don't,
but he
I don't
likes to party.
Him.
I could literally be like, I could see hanging out with Ben Affleck, and he'd be like, yo, man, I'm getting a limousine tonight. We're going to go to this party and style, nigga. And I'd be like, I'm with you, Ben Affleck. Let's go to town.
Okay.
That
so
was,
the only
that was actually pretty funny to me. That was pretty funny. I'm gonna keep that one. Leonardo DiCaprio. This is another white.
I agree
boy.
With this one.
You know why he can say it? He said it so well in Django. I just wanted to hear him say it to Q-Tip. Like literally, I just wanted to see him get that Oscar and be like, "Got me one, nigga. What? Turn up. I am done. It's all about saving the earth." Love that nigga right there, boy. I'm telling you.
So we got Leo.
Paul Wall. You guys know Paul Wall? He sells
oh, the
grills. The rapper Paul Wall.
Oh, my God,
he's
I
a
love
rapper
him.
Chameleon there. He sells teeth to niggas all day long. He sells teeth to niggas who already have teeth.
We need teeth.
Ric Flair.
Woo!
The Nature Boy. See, everybody's with the Nature Boy. You know why the Nature Boy can say it? Because the Nature Boy reminds me of my uncle. Only my uncle would be going around going, you know what? I'm tired of flying on all these planes, kissing all these women in the mouth, holding babies, and I'm walking around in these alligators. It's hard as shit trying to keep these alligators down.
Yeah!
Woo! That's some nigga shit, man. That's some, literally, if I wasn't, like, part of my comedy is Ric Flair because that nigga was just a boss. If he wasn't a motherfucking wrestler, he'd have been a black preacher, I swear to God.
Honestly, I thought you were my uncle at a barbecue.
You hanging out in Gainesville and North Carolina and shit. Blonde hair, blue eyed preacher. I love this motherfucker. I think we're going to actually, my last people who could probably say, and this pass was given to them by God, good friends of mine, good friends of the show, Church Night, the Reverend Stevedore Bidet and Randy. Randy's a gentleman who has no tongue, so he wouldn't say it anyway.
Well, that's fucked up.
No, it's not. That's why he got his tongue out for saying it at the wrong time. He said it before he got his pass.
That's very...
You know who cannot say it?
Me.
No, you can say it, Andy.
I'm good.
You said it about 3 or 4 times since we've been up here. These niggas are taking over my show. It's the last time I have a bunch of niggas.
Woo!
It's amazing to me. It's like this all comes because I say, like, Bernie Sanders, we need to really take a good look at who's running for president, who are, because the next generation, they have going to have a hard way to go. Like, literally, we have created everything we have seen on television. We have fucking cell phones in our hand. We have Skynet really about to happen. Like, right now, like, we in this generation are the shit. These millennials and what are we? Generation X, next?
Something like that. Yeah.
Old dudes.
Pepsi, mostly. Generation Pepsi.
Generation Pepsi. Like, we have...
That was... No one else got that. Oh, boy. That's we're us. Old. That's, yeah, we're done. So old.
We've done it. It's not Janelle Monáe. It is fucking... You guys really don't remember Generation Pepsi? Like,
they don't.
Unfortunately, yes.
That's what's wrong with
three
our country
older
right
people
now.
That won't
That's what's wrong
it.
With the country. This is why Donald Trump is winning, because you niggas ain't taking it serious. Like, I know people take shit... I know, like, this. I know to take this shit serious. You know to take this shit serious.
Absolutely.
You know to take this shit serious. People are like, oh, ain't nobody gonna vote for that nigga. But people are voting for that motherfucker over and over and over again. And the only person that I think can really counter this dude with common sense is Bernie Sanders. And the only reason why is because I want Killer Mike to get a position in his cabinet.
So I ask you this question.
Ask me.
As a black man who is old as fuck,
Hold on, we gotta explain. 40 is old for a black man. Like, heart
Listen,
attack.
He's really like 22.
Yeah, you're elderly.
Honestly, when I turned 30, I was really turning 12. When he was turning 40, he was turning 22.
I could have.
This is how black years go. We're like opposite of dogs.
Like, the police take us out on a regular basis. This is like, I was talking to a white dude.
You're white 60.
Exactly.
Yeah. He is like 1,000 years old. So, my point being is. As a black person, yes. I find it difficult to watch the news.
No, I don't.
I do. And I vacillate between being completely upset and just disappointed and just wanting to die and being like, well, I need something to fuel me to have intelligent conversations. How do you do this? As a 1,000-year-old man, how do I go on? How do I manage the world around me?
Well,
and
to answer that question, keep working on your booty.
Well, squats, duh.
Keep working on your booty. And literally, don't take any of this shit serious because it's coming to you through television, which is a medium that the Nazis used to use for propaganda.
Damn.
Okay, stop. No, stop.
You have
please,
to know
please.
This. I will say this.
Television has also been used for not Nazi stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was also used to tell us that people landed on the moon in a studio.
But it's also been the home of Mr. Rogers. And he's...
Another white man. Name another white man that came to my television. All I'm saying is, it's just pretty much like George Carlin said. The answer is
simple. A white man, George Carlin?
Yeah. It's all bullshit, and it's bad for you.
Well, it's all bullshit, everybody.
It's all bullshit. But honestly...
I was going to pretend like I was going to end this, but go ahead.
Welcome to my world, every goddamn second.
Please continue, Haywood. Tell me.
I mean, really, all you have to do is have your common sense. When you go outside and you talk to your friends, let them know that you vote, and you do so with your finger, not your ass.
All right. Thank you, Haywood. All right, that was color commentary. Haywood, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you so much.